Hurricane Katrina, while she was still a tropical storm, we made the decision. We just both felt for some reason that this was going to be a really bad one, and since our lease was up, we decided to go ahead and pack our things up, put it in storage, and visit a friend of mine down in California for about a week.
And what kind of leeway did you have? How many days after you left did the hurricane hit?
After we left, the hurricane hit in full force 2 days later.
Now, at that point, you never came back?
No, we didn't have anything to come back to.
So where did you go from here?
When we left for the hurricane, my roommate and myself went to California.
Did you stay there?
We stayed for about a month when we were watching everything that was going on TV, and my friend and I basically looked at ourselves and said to each other that, you know, we're not going to be going home anytime soon. So that's when we started making plans on like what we're going to do, try and figure out what we're going to do. San Francisco is not a town that you want to start over from scratch just because it's so expensive. You know, it's nearly impossible to start over, you know, if you don't have more than, you know, a couple grand.
And where did you go from San Francisco?
After I realized that things weren't going to work out in San Francisco, my roommate and I went to... We hit a couple other cities sort of in the suburban California area, and things just kept not working out, so we decided to go to Las Vegas, where I had a pen pal who offered to give us a place to stay there for a little bit. And my roommate ended up getting a gig in Reno, and I got a gig as a cook in a restaurant in Las Vegas.
Now, you were saying earlier that Las Vegas is like home. It's like New Orleans.
It's a sister city, just with the whole casino and gambling environment and the strip joints and all that, tourism. It is real similar to New Orleans, and there's a lot more New Orleansers in Las Vegas, I noticed, than like any of the other cities that I've passed through on my way back home.
Now, how long did you stay in Las Vegas?
I basically, after that first month in California, I stayed in Las Vegas for something like the next 6 months there, up until just a couple of days ago when I finally came back home.
Now, you've only been here for a few days, and it's now March the 6th, 2006, and what did you come back to?
I'm still stunned. The full force of I don't think the full force of the shock of like the things that I've seen walking around my city has fully hit me yet.
What about your stuff in storage?
Destroyed.
What was destroyed?
Everything. It spent about 3 weeks, about a month, something like that, under about 9 feet of water.
And you had a good motorcycle?
I had a BMW.
And some people have tried to rebuild it?
Yeah, and it was... I have some biker friends in Baton Rouge, and after stripping it down and taking a good assessment, they said it's pretty much beyond repair, beyond salvage.
Now, out of all the places that you could move in New Orleans, why did you move into the school here with all the other disaster relief people at Carmen Grounds?
Well, basically, when I finally came home, my original plan was to take my finances and get myself either like a weekly room or a small studio apartment. And I ended up the first day I was here, like literally just a couple hours after I got into town, I ran into some kids that were involved with the Common Ground relief effort, And as a local, I really appreciate what all of these people are doing. I mean, a lot of these kids are here on their own time, you know, on like their vacation time, you know, during spring break, and, you know, they very well could easily be in Daytona getting fucked up and, you know, making another Girls Gone Wild video, and instead, like, they chose to come here to this city and basically work their fingers to the bone and do whatever they can to help us out. And, you know, coming from a local, that I can't express enough how much that is really appreciated. And, you know, these kids, they don't hear it enough, you know, and I just want to let them all know that they really are loved and appreciated for doing what they're doing for us. And so as a local, I made the decision to, instead of getting my own place, coming here and joining the group and doing what I can to help them help us.
And this is a different kitchen than you're used to working in, I'm sure.
I'm used to doing a lot of fine dining, and but you know, this is, I'm getting more pleasure doing this because it just, you know, it means like so much more. And I originally wanted to join Peace Corps and work as a chef in the kitchens for the volunteers there. And so it's kind of like an ironic coincidence. I never got a chance to do that. And coming back home, this is exactly what I ended up running into. And it just makes me feel really good that, like, not only can I do that, but it's here in my own hometown, you know, which just, you know, it means so much more.
And they say that June is the beginning of hurricane season.
Yeah. And I've had that thought running through my mind since I've come back into town and have seen the, you know, just how extensive the damage is. I mean, I've been gone since the hurricane, what, 7 months now? And I've managed to somewhat keep in touch with a couple of my friends that were still here, and every time I talked to them and would tell them that, you know, I was coming back home, they were like, well, you better be prepared, you know, because this is really different, the city is different. And even as much as I thought I was prepared for it, I was in complete shock when I moved back here.
Now, we're in the 9th Ward. Why was the 9th Ward hit so hard?
I think one of the reasons is, I mean, it got hit as hard as a lot of the other parts of the city, but I think one of the reasons that this area still looks like a nuclear wasteland is because the 9th Ward was originally a neighborhood for lower income people, and, you know, as history shows, we're the last ones that ever end up getting any help. So I don't think it was that the 9th Ward was hit so hard, more than I feel that we just didn't get the help as quickly as some of the other rich neighborhoods.
Yeah, if New Orleans was New York City, if the 9th Ward was New York City, people would be coming from all over the world to rebuild it.
Yeah, and I agree. And it really, one of the things that really upsets me that you'll probably hear from a lot of the other locals is when the tsunami hit in Thailand, like in 24 hours, there was money pouring in, you know, from all over the world. And it really makes me angry to think that we didn't get any help, you know, practically for like the first 2 weeks. You know, FEMA really turned their backs on us.
Yeah, a lot of activists said, "Are we going to survive Hurricane FEMA?"
Yeah, and back to what you had asked me about my feelings on the hurricane season coming in. I have talked to a couple other locals, and they're kind of the same way, in the same frame of thought that I am, where we're trying not to think about it, because if we have another hurricane that hits our city that is even half as bad as Katrina, we don't know what we're going to do. We're still, it's almost a year, and we're still recovering from Katrina. And I mean, basically, if another one hits that's pretty bad, we're basically going to be kicked while we're still down. And, you know, a lot of us are really worried about that.
Well, assuming, and it's not a rational assumption, that a hurricane doesn't hit, what's in the future for you?
I haven't really got that far yet, but I have a feeling I should probably make some emergency plans if it ends up getting to that point. Normally, I would stay. I've endured, you know, approximately 15 hurricanes without having to leave town, and but after Katrina, you know, a lot of us from New Orleans, we're stubborn, but we're not stupid. And so I think, I don't know, my loose backup plan is that if we see some hurricanes coming in, I'll probably, this time around, evacuate to Houston, Texas, somewhere a lot closer to home, so that, you know, after the hurricanes are done doing their damage, I can come straight back and rebuild again.
So I asked you what the future held, and you went right back to June. And so, in a sense, for you and for others, there is no future.
Well, no, I don't have the frame of thought that there is no future. But this has been a real, real hard reality check for myself, and, you know, a lot of other people here. And New Orleans has been my home for the past 20 some odd years, and New Orleans will always be my home. And so, I mean, coming back here, my whole plan was to, you know, settle down and stay. And I don't care how bad the devastation is, I don't care how bad a hurricane hits this city, you know, I'll always come back.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And this is Vincent Irene in New Orleans.